Wesley, 27 week ordinary time 2. The first reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, and 7 to 14. Then after 14 years, I again went up to Jerusalem with Barnabas, taking Titus along also. I went up in accord with a revelation, and I presented to them the gospel that I preached to the Gentiles, but privately to those of repute, so that I might not be running or have run in vain. On the contrary, when they saw that I have been entrusted with the gospel to the uncircumcised, that at Peter to the circumcised, for the one who worked in Peter for an apostolate to the circumcised, worked also in me for the Gentiles. And when they recognized the wrath bestowed upon me, James and Cephas and John, who were reputed to be pillars, gave me and Barnabas their right hands in partnership, that we should go to the Gentiles and they to the circumcised. Only we were to be mindful of the poor, which is the very thing I were eager to do. And when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his faith, because he nearly was wrong. For until some people came from them, he used to eat with the Gentiles, but when they came, he began to draw back and separated himself, because he was afraid of the circumcised. And the rest of the Jews acted hypocritically along with him, with the result that even Barnabas were carried away by their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they were not on the right road in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of all, if you, though a Jew, are living like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews? Second, the gospel. From Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 4. He was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sin, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us, and do not subject us to the final test. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Principles and actions. For human actions to be good and consistent, people need to be guided by some principles, not just by following their passions. For example, to reserve the community order and harmony, people in that community need to follow some principles and rules. If not, the community shall be disordered and conflicted. Similarly, in education, parents need to agree with each other about principles which they want their children to follow and must do anything they can to enforce them. If parents educate their children without principles, exert according to their mood, their children will be confused and do not know how to differentiate between good and bad. As a result, their children shall live according to what they want. Today, reading shows us the need to have and to follow some principles. In the first reading, the early church were in confusion because the faithful did not know whom they should follow on the problem of circumcision. On the one side, it is Peter, the church leader, and on the other side is Saint Paul, the Gentile apostle. In the gospel, Jesus' apostles asked him to teach them how to pray, because they did not know how to pray as they should. Jesus taught them the Our Father, which is the basic and important prayer for all the faithful. This prayer gives people some important principles when one prays to God. Second analysis. The first reading. The faithful need to follow some principles to protect the church unity. Third point, for good intention. The church unity is one of important themes in the Pauline letters. In today's passage, Paul wanted to be in communion with the church in Jerusalem, so he, Barnabas, and Titus went up there to meet Peter, the church leader, and some of important people in the church about the gospel which he preached to the Gentiles. His purpose is for the church to be in unity in the doctrines so that the Gentile faithful shall not be confused. Second point, each faithful had a different task in preaching the same gospel. In God's plan, Paul was selected to preach the gospel to the Gentiles who are not circumcised, while Peter was chosen to preach the gospel to the Jews who are circumcised. Though their tasks are different, but the one who works in Peter and makes him the apostle of the circumcised is also the one who works in Paul and makes him the apostle of the Gentiles. People need to respect other roles in preaching of the gospel. When recognized God's grace for Paul, Peter, James, and John, those who were regarded as the church's pillars, shook his hand to show their communion, they agreed that Paul and Barnabas continue to work among the Gentiles, while Peter, James, and John continue to work among the Jews. One common thing they agree is all of them must care for those in need. Third point, the church leaders must act according to the same principles for the gospel to be fruitful. One of their conflicts was reported in today's passage. According to the baptism principle, When one is baptized, he is incorporated in Christ's body, so that there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free person, there is not male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. See Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. Paul reported that their actions were very different in today's reading. Peter's reaction. For until some people came from them, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they came, he began to draw back and separated himself because he was afraid of the circumcised. The leader should not be afraid to act against the principle. The crowd reaction. And the rest of the Jews also acted hypocritically along with him, with the result that even Barnabas was carried away by their hypocrisy. The crowd just followed the leader, but they also have a duty to stand for the truth. Paul's reaction. At Antiochia, Paul stood on his ground and opposed Peter in his faith. Because he was wrong and not followed the truth of the gospel, Paul corrected Peter in front of people. If you, though a Jew, are living like a Gentile and not like a Jew, how can you compel the Gentiles to live like Jews? Second, the gospel. We must pray so that we should do God's will. Third point, not everyone know how to pray. According to Jewish tradition, many rabbis teach their disciples a simple prayer so that they can use to pray daily. John the Baptist also did assert to his disciples. In today's gospel, Luke reported one of Jesus' disciples came to ask him that, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. The reason why they need to be taught is because they do not always know how to pray. For example, someone pray for everything. The other pray for things that hurt other, and still other pray only for himself. Second point, Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test. Observing Jesus' teaching, we recognize some important principles as follows. First, what related to God must be asked first. Above all, a prayer is offered to God, who is the Father of all. He always loves and cares for the needs of his children. All what belongs to God must be asked before individual needs. In the Our Father, according to Matthew, we must pray for God's name to be glorified, not ours. For God's kingdom to come, not our kingdom to come before God's. Praying, but also recognizing the duty of a son is to glorify his Father's name and to make his kingdom come by his works and way of life, so that everyone can see and glorify his Father in heaven. Second, what are related to man? The in lieu past, present, and future. Present, give us each day our daily bread. We ask God for our daily bread. We should not ask him the bread for our whole life. Past, forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. We cannot ask God to destroy our enemies as Jonah did, but to bring them to repentance so that they might live. Future, do not subject us to the final test. We cannot avoid temptations of sin because they are needed for our growth. But we ask God for strength to overcome temptation. Application in life. We must act according to some definite principles in our life, family, and community to protect this unity. We need to understand reasons and the importance of principles before we can act and teach people to do the same. We need to recognize and to respect other missions in God's plan of salvation. Amen.